Now for something completely different.
Smoke. Medical.
Weed every day.
Oh, yeah. The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
What's up? You heard the man. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. You can always call me 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. If this is the first time you are listening, and you're listening in Missouri, Detroit, Fort Myers, North Carolina, Tampa Bay, hi, my name's Ryan Hoppy, and I host the award-winning Hoppy Hour podcast. You may never know where my show is going to go. It's a circus designed as a podcast. 1 minute, we could be talking about Jerry West, rest in peace. Or the next minute, we could be talking about Joey Chestnut getting banned from the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest. This show represents my ADHD, and we'll get right into it. Because what drives me nuts is when you listen to a radio show, and they talk about what they're going to do, and they're like, hey, give us a month or whatever, and they talk the whole time about how you need to learn to like their show, and they don't actually get to the content. So first of all, I want to talk about being a Chicago sports fan. I don't know if you can tell by my Chicago accent, but I'm from Chicago. My Chicago accent has died in the last, I would say, 10 years since I moved out, but it still is there. My Chicago accent is very obnoxious. I also don't take pride in being a Chicago Bears fan. I used to. All the Chicago Bears do is use their fans over and over again. And they go, hey, we got a new GM. Hey, we got a new coach, a new quarterback. And it's rinse and repeat every time. And they also have the most outdated, lame fight song. 1930 called. What's going on? Oh, sure. We'll go 5-12. Isn't this lame? Very vaudeville vibes. I feel like I'm going to go to a speakeasy in 1920. Well, there was a player 15 years ago named Jay Cutler who they traded for. They got rid of Kyle Orton, who was a very average quarterback, and they got Jay Cutler, and this was going to be the guy who was going to lead us to the promised land. He was one of those guys that was very good at football, but you could tell didn't want to play and was just doing it as a job. And he won one playoff game against an under 500 Seahawks team in 2010 and never went to the playoffs again, and then gave up on his team against the rival Green Bay Packers. And I saw Jay Cutler. There was a show called Waddle and Sylvie. And Waddle and Sylvie did this thing. They were out of ESPN 1000 in Chicago. They did the Jay Cutler show, and he would go to different bars and not pay attention to fans. I honestly think he's on the spectrum where he doesn't like being around people and he's not friendly and he has a don't care attitude. Well, he also was married to Kristen Cavallari, who is very beautiful. As she is just my type of girl. There's one thing you're going to learn while listening to Hoppy Hour, and that is that I love me some cougars. I love older women. And Kristen Cavallari falls into that category. Well, here she talks about being very thin due to her unhappy marriage with Jay Cutler, which that should be the most unsurprising thing of the day. Her being unhappy during a marriage with that loser.
Hot topic.
Loser. Jay Cutler, you are a
loser. I know you made $100 million, but you're still a loser.
All right.
I look back at photos from that time period and I am like, holy.
Now I'm having sex with people in their 20s.
I was real f***ing thin. I was skin and bones.
Kristen Cavallari is opening up about her, quote, unhappy marriage to Jay Cutler.
Yeah, I don't even know what she saw in him. I'm sure he's a little charming. But why would you look at Jay Cutler and go, oh, yeah, it's going to be a real happy marriage?
While looking back at her time filming her E-series, Very Cavallari, with her ex-husband, Jay Cutler.
Who he cheated on her with her best friend.
Reality star recalls during an episode of her Let's Be Honest with Kristen Cavallari podcast how the stress of their crumbling marriage took a toll on her body.
I just want to eat a saltine cracker today. Maybe saltine cracker and a half.
Put it in perspective for you guys. I'm 5'3". I currently weigh 114 pounds.
Yeah.
Filming Very Cavallari, I got down to 102.
Yeah, you're barely anything. You're like a piece of string cheese.
And I was eating the same amount of food that I'm eating now. Mm. The difference was I was so unhappy and so stressed out.
I bet if this was any other ex talking about their ex-husband, that person would be so offended. But this just in, Jay Cutler doesn't care. I really don't think he cares about anything.
I look back at photos from that time period and I am like, holy I was real f***ing thin. I was skinning.
Yeah, you were probably just vomiting all the time. Just so unhappy. Trust me, you were under a lot of stress and unhappy being married to him. We were stressed out and unhappy being fans of him.
Bones. I looked like I think I look so much better now.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, that was just stress. That was being in a really unhappy marriage, quite honest.
And all these Facebook comments are like, oh, first world problems. How do you think it felt being a Bears fan? I can relate to her on this. Even at that event I went to where Jay Cutler was talking or was doing his show with Waddle and Sylvie, not talking to the fans, she was taking selfies. This was in 2013.
I mean, literally, like, I was so unhappy.
Mm. Kristen, who shares kids Camden, Jackson, and Sailor with the former quarterback, also remembers having, quote, way too much on her plate, leading her to being, quote, so unhappy.
Yeah, he probably did nothing around the house. If he could barely do anything for his football team.
So I had way too much on my plate, which again I think they kind of go hand in hand. I was so unhappy that I was just trying to max out.
Yeah,
but
she's like, I'd rather work all day than be around Jay.
I also wasn't lifting heavy weights like I am now too, but
hell yeah, girl, get those workouts in.
That was stress. So but now I'm just taking care of myself in so many more ways, too. But
we're so proud of you, Kristen. Look at you. In all sincerity, when you're in a relationship and you feel like you're stuck in a relationship and you can't do any better and you can't just ever even break up, that's why the breakups are so hard, is because a lot of times the person may be toxic and hard to be around, but the thing is, like, you do love him, and I think that's what she had. Is I'm sure there's an okay side of Jay Cutler where maybe he's a little human or whatever, but I just think he's such a bad guy. I've never met somebody, I didn't really meet him, but I've never seen somebody so dejected from caring about anything like I have Jay Cutler. If there was a guy who literally didn't care about anything, it would be that guy. I've never seen anything like it. It's fascinating. What do you think? 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, if you're listening on the radio, I appreciate you listening. You can find me on all platforms by searching Hoppy Radio. But if you've been listening on a podcasting platform, we will be right back. So either way, don't touch their radio dial or that smart device.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
And I also say on this very show that if you don't feel like listening to the music that I play, you can skip forward 4 minutes and 28 seconds, but I take pride, damn it. and picking my songs for this show. So here is How to Act with DJ Ferris featuring Shauna. Remember her? Getting some head, getting some head. A little scrappy. I got money in the bank. Rich Boy, throw some D's on it. And Paul Wall, sitting sideways. Yeah, that was my impersonation of all of them. Here's their song, How to Act.
Suck this, swallow that.
Much music from the 2000s that's forgotten about, and that's what we do here. We remind you of it. Oh yeah, I do know how to act, and that's why I host this very show.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by mitra-9.com. When I tell you, that it is the best kava and kratom around. I'm a man of my words. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't steer you in the wrong direction. Go to mitra-9.com and at checkout, use keyword HOPPY to save 20%. That's 1/5. H-O-P-P-E. Also, go to DZBZHoney.com and at checkout, again, use keyword HOPPY. All right, we're going to come back and do some more wild things on this show.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
Ryan Hoppy is really 6'8" and a half, but he rounds up to 6'9" for the dating apps. Get it? Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. We have so much to get into. I don't know what it is, but I find the hot dog eating competitions to be vile. I'm not even that big of a fan of hot dogs unless I'm in Chicago. If I'm in Chicago, I go to Gene and Jude's, or if you want to go to a chain, go to Portillo's, but I'm not really a big fan of like the hot dog with ketchup or because I like the hot dogs with just mustard and like food on it. People go, oh, it's a salad. I'm from Chicago. That's what I'm into. Okay. Is it okay? So here's the deal. Joey Chestnut got banned from the Nathan's hot dog contest.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Which is the dumbest decision they could have ever done.
When it comes to...
Do you hear those chants? They love him. Why would you ban him? It's like the women's team not including Kaylin Clark.
When it comes to eating dogs, he's America's top dog. 16-time Nathan's hot dog eating champ, Joey Jaws Chestnut.
I give you the number one ranked eater in the world, Joey Chestnut.
Listen. I don't like getting scatological at all. I find going to the bathroom to be repulsive. It's something that I black out during the day. I've never found any humor about passing gas or going to the bathroom to be funny. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that I think the thing that I find so gross about the food eating contest is like what it must be like to go to the bathroom afterwards, especially if it's like a pretty girl. I mean, yeah, it's cool seeing her put a hot, you know what I'm saying about the hot dog. I don't need to be that crass here. But here's what I'm saying. It's still kind of weird. You look at it and you're like, ugh.
Ah! But this 4th of July, the feeding frenzy's most famous mouth won't be defending his mustard yellow belt.
It's probably one of the saddest days in sports history.
And you had all these guys. It's almost like kind of passive aggressively joking. It's Barstool Sports was talking about it, and Big Cat from Pardon My Take was talking about it. So everybody was kind of like, it's one of those things where it's like fake outrage because it's not that big of a deal. But it's like that thing where it's something to talk about for clicks. Like I'm talking about it right now. It's pretty much a way to not think about dying. It's one of those outrages during the day where you have legit problems going on overseas with people fighting in wars, and we have two idiots running for president. But like the fake outrage of the day, let's talk about a hot dog eating contest winner.
You're taking away an American hero. I said it.
Major League Eating, which organized.
If he's an American hero, I mean, I'm not against him being an American hero, but that says a lot about our country.
The event says Chestnut is unable to compete because of his new partnership with Impossible Foods, which launched a plant-based hot dog this year. But Chestnut says he was banned,
writing on social media, I do not have a contract with MLE or Nathan's, and they are looking to change the rules from past years as it relates to other partners I can work with.
That's dumb because you got to make your money. That's like when you work with a like a radio show or someplace and you get like an endorsement on the side and they don't want you to do well. And it's like, well, you got to make the money somehow. I'm sure he's not that rich. That was probably good money. Dumb, dumb, dumb. I swear to God. I don't know what the logic is with some of these places. Like, that's your guy. That's your Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm.
Rules of the contest stipulate no participant can be endorsed by a competing hot dog brand.
It would be like Michael Jordan saying to Nike, I'm going to represent Adidas as well.
This is George Shea, who is the co-founder of Major League Eating. But nobody cares about your sport unless it's Joey Chestnut. Mm.
Organizers insist nothing has changed, and they just want their star eater back.
He's an American hero, and we want him there. And if we can resolve it, we absolutely will.
So it makes me wonder if Joey Chestnut is maybe lying by saying he got banned. Because when you have the boomer Major League Eating commissioner guy literally saying we want him back, it makes you wonder who's telling the truth.
Chestnut says he's gutted. And for fans,
that's the way to put it. You know, he's always gutted after eating.
Beef is real.
This is a disgrace. This is a tragedy.
When you hear that, like, insincerity, like, it's not that big of a deal, but it's just nonsense. I don't know. I want to be fun. I don't want to be the NFP, no fun police. I just find competitive eating to be repulsive.
Comes to downing dogs, the competition isn't even close to Chestnut, who set a world record back in 2021, scarfing down a belly-busting 76 Franks and buns in just 10 minutes.
That's repulsive. 76 hot dogs, that's disgusting. I feel gross after eating three. I don't even know how to do that. It's dumb. I don't know. I just think so deeply that I go, like, where could that food go? Like, I don't know.
Now, Chestnut, who says he had been training, reassured fans in his statement they will see him again, writing, stay tuned and stay hungry.
You hear the laughter on the news set. Like, it is a funny headline, but it's just such nonsense. It's such filler. It's what the media provides every day. We have these headlines to not think about dying and to not think about politics. So I don't hate it, but it's just not funny.
Time Impossible Food says it supports Joey competing, adding, quote, meat eaters shouldn't have to be exclusive to just one wiener.
That's not.
Oh, man. There's the wiener joke. By the way, of course, Impossible Hot Dog is going to be happy with this. They're getting free attention. Unless you were to randomly grab it at a grocery store, who was going, oh, I love an Impossible Hot Dog? Unless you're some hippy dippy girl from St. Petersburg, Florida.
End wow. quote. You just said that, Joe, of on course, television.
Wow.
Quote. Quote. Of course, we hope they can work this out, but if Joey Chestnut...
All right. I have that saying on my show. What is the saying? If this is the first time you're listening and you may not know about my saying is, if I'm bored, you're bored. And there's only so much hot dog talk I can take.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much where I go, who cares? Who cares? I don't know. But then again, I'm the one that's bringing the topic to the show. So who the hell am I to talk? I don't want to say that I'm a hypocrite because I'm not. But there's sometimes I'll say things on this show and then the next second I say something else. I don't know. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, listen, we have so much to talk about. Coming up, we're going to talk about Hunter Biden, and we're going to hear the media sound all sad that they have to talk bad about their dude named Biden. We're also going to talk about Rihanna saying she's prepared to make new music. Yeah! Best news I heard all day. We're also going to talk about Kevin Spacey being broke, even though he's a creep. Nicki Minaj, Oprah. So pretty much two or three pedophiles. Maybe Nicki Minaj isn't, but her boyfriend's a piece of garbage. So once again, if you want to reach out to the show, it's not hard. It's not rocking science. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. That's our saying. We always record it to help you, you know, be entertained because life is hard and it goes by slowly and it goes by fast at the same time. And a lot of times podcasts just talk about murder and talk about politics. On here, Happy Hour, it is truly a circus. Because you know why it's a circus? Because that's my brain. All right. We are going to take a quick break. Do not touch that radio dial or that smart device. However the hell you are listening to my show.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Mm-hmm.
What song do I feel like playing? Here's Kid Cudi with Chip the Ripper and Christian Bale. All talk. We'll be right back.
Fucking second. The fuck are you doing? Are you professional or not? No.
When I fuck with Jameson, I think about that like this pussy on my mind and the vibe, and I'm feeling like life's so lame. Heaven's probably iller with way more babes, way more ways to get faded. My first album was Zima was the fuck. Cats tried to play me, now I gotta show them what is what. I'm the one who comes when you're feeling so numb. You're the one who runs, so I'm the one who hunts you. Both try to run, but it's so fun to confront you. I am the rager, I am forever. Half of the time, most of the time, I'm blunted. If I die, it wouldn't all be for nothing. Now in my life, I'm doing what I wanted, so I'm living in the moment till God puts the button on me. These niggas all talk, hey. These niggas all talk. Over here we ain't half stepping. Over here we ain't half stepping. These niggas all talk. These niggas all talk. Over here we ain't half stepping. Over here we ain't half stepping. West Cleveland representing up. My bitch will take your bitch home with us. I'm hot and cold, but never lukewarm. The niggas always talking about what they can do for them. I'm Prince, I came, royal penis, stay clean. All this shit I seen, you can only daydream. Running my city since I was 18. The coldest of fuck, what a hater may think. Chilling on the higher side of the clouds. Life was nothing like life is now. Just wanna have a couple dollars on deck and change their perspective. I'ma aim for the neck. In the club, I see you niggas jumping up and down, sweating. Only for attention. Pathetic. You only paid $1,200 for that old school. Name dropping ass nigga. Don't nobody know you. These niggas all talk. These niggas all talk. Over here we ain't half stepping. Over here we ain't half stepping. These niggas all talk. These niggas all talk. Over here we ain't half stepping. Over here we ain't half stepping. Yeah. How to do this lame nigga, uneducated nigga, I can show you how to do it. I can show you how to do this lame nigga, uneducated nigga, I can show you how to do it. I can show you how to do this lame nigga, uncultured motherfucker, I can show you how to do it. I can show you how to do it, lame nigga. Over here we ain't half stepping.
Talking like a jerk, except you are an actual jerk and living proof.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. This following segment has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you, that it's the best MMA boxing trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. All right, we're going to come back on Happy Hour, and we are going to talk about much more. There is so much going on in the world that it's crazy. But then again, that would make sense because our world is, I don't know, crazy.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
It's time for Happy in the Morning.
Call Happy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Mike wasn't on. Radio professional. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And for all the info on this very show known as Hoppy Hour, go to RyanHoppyRadio.com. Now, I've dated girls with daddy issues. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's quite frightening. However the hell they view their father is how they are going to view you at the end of the day. It's just common sense that if they don't like their father, they're not going to like you. Because that's how they view men. Some boys out there, watch out. And you know who I think has raging daddy issues? Who I think their daddy issues is just out of this world is the one and only Miley Cyrus.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Giving me this map, and there is a map of what to do and what not to do. And he's guided me on both.
Miley Cyrus is getting candid about her relationship with dad, Billy Ray Cyrus. During the June 12th episode of My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with Dave.
It's funny. She does the show with David Letterman, and David Letterman does the show in his house, and he just has that creepy vibes.
David Letterman, the Grammy winner, opens up about her complicated dynamic with country singer father, Billy Ray.
I'm grateful for his genes. My dad has great hair, and I got that.
That's cool.
But he also, he has a relationship and a foot on the ground to like the real and to nature, and he always did, even when he was super famous.
So, wow, that was a little bit of a shot at him when he was super famous, implying he's not famous now. I'm not saying he's not famous, but she's talking about like items, though. She's not saying him as a person. She's like, oh, he gave me great hair, and he's very earthy.
I'm great.
Real father of the year.
For being able to watch him ahead of me. He's almost like giving me this map. And there is a map of what to do and what not to do. And he's
you know that mouth can do wonders or can say very mean things during arguments.
Guided me on both.
Billy Ray and Tish Cyrus, who were married for nearly 30 years before officially filing for divorce in April 2022.
I wonder how much cheating they did. 30 years? That's insane. There's probably so much infidelity.
Billy Ray and Tish Cyrus, who were married for nearly 30 years before officially filing for divorce in April 2022, share Miley, as well as 37-year-old daughter Brandy Cyrus, 34-year-old son Trace Cyrus, 30-year-old son Brayson Cyrus, and 24-year-old daughter Noah Cyrus.
That's a lot of kids there.
And while it was Billy Ray who starred alongside Miley in her hit Disney Channel series, Hannah Montana.
That show wasn't bad, to be honest.
The 31-year-old notes that it was her mother who actually played a more significant role in her upbringing.
They're different.
Yeah, she's pretty much implying dad wasn't around.
They can't be weighed on the same scale. So I think a lot of, like, his...
It's very weird how mature Miley became, because 11 years ago... she was twerking on Robin Thicke, and now she's like all mature. She really grew up. There was a little phase of the early 90s babies just being complete debaucherous human beings in the 2010s.
Perspective on reality and on life I've inherited from him more so than the way that I was raised, which really my mom raised me.
However, the flower singer acknowledges that her parents' own childhoods likely had an impact on how they raised her and her siblings, explaining that while her mom grew up in a loving home, her dad did not.
My dad had a pretty rough childhood, and my...
That's what they always say about whenever there's like a deadbeat father or whatever. They're like, oh, it's your childhood. Like, my childhood wasn't the best, but I'm working on it.
My childhood... Really, I mean, we can go and we can talk about the hard times or the struggles, you know, turning in my homework and learning my lines was tough, but yeah. I had food, I had love, I grew up in a beautiful big house, and my dad didn't have that, and so I have a lot of empathy and compassion for...
That's true.
...his childhood, which...
He had a real achy, breaky heart.
...obviously developed to create the man that he is now, that I have a lot of love for.
And Miley doesn't deny that she's inherited some negative traits from her father.
I have a terrible memory because I also inherited the narcissism from...
Calling your dad a narcissist. Maybe she's a little more self-aware than he is.
Father.
I have a terrible memory because I also inherited the narcissism from my father that I don't know anything about my siblings except for the part that I was doing.
The singer's rare comments about...
That is pretty... Big to admit that you don't even care about your family, essentially.
But her parents come amid a changing family dynamic that has been heavily publicized. Shortly after her parents' divorce, a source close to Miley told E! News that the separation had put a, quote, strain on her relationship with her father. The insider also added that Miley didn't have a relationship with her father's then-wife, Fire Rose. Last month, the 62-year-old filed for divorce from Fire Rose after...
Who the hell would name themselves Fire Rose? Sounds like an OnlyFans name.
7 months of marriage, citing irreconcilable differences and inappropriate marital conduct as the reason for the split.
Yeah. What didn't say here? Inappropriate marital conduct. So someone was cheating. You know... Billy Ray's a dog. He can get those kind of like smoker bar women, you know. Like, you know when you go to a smoker bar and the girl reeks of cigarettes, but she just looks like she'd be a fun time? Like, you look at her and you're like, oh my goodness, you could wreck my life, but you could also wreck me tonight in bed. Yeah, that's kind of the women that Billy Ray Cyrus seems to attract. He's not getting some classy runway model, you know, that's going to the Met Gala. Mm-hmm. Unless they're going to the Met Gala dressed up in a garbage bag, then maybe they'd be right up Billy Ray Cyrus's alley. But until then, I don't see that happening. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. I see here Travis Kelce. I want to be a broadcaster after my NFL career. Yo, 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 yo. He's very bro-ish. I don't think he'd be as good as Jason, who's going to be on Monday Night Football. Jeezy and Jenny May. Divorce finalized, case put under seal. So it's pretty much in the books and we're not going to get info on it. Supposedly, young Jeezy was keeping his guns around in a way that wasn't safe with the kid. And there's also big domestic violence claims. But yeah, you know that Janae May had enough respect for Jeezy that she's like, I'm going to keep it under wraps. So you have that. Stormy Daniels. Why I shared details about Trump's unique and horrifying penis. Because you are a trash bag. And I'm not going to get too dirty on the show because I've cleaned it up in the last few weeks. But even the movies that you make are trash. You're just a human trash bag. There's no other way to put it. She's not even, I mean, I know Trump's not good looking either. But she literally is a trash bag. Literally, you look at Stormy Daniels.
Trash!
You trash. You garbage. You're literally garbage. We throw you in the garbage. You had sex with a married man. Mm-hmm. I'm just typing in garbage sound effects. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856. 494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Coming up next. talk about Jerry West passing away, Starbucks, including a new value menu, Hunter Biden, who seems like he would go there three times a day, Starbucks and a prostitute house, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes' exes are making out in public, Kevin Spacey is in tears and we're supposed to feel bad for him, Nicki Minaj is crying, and much more after this. Only on Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
All right, here's the deal. Here's how this is going to play. Like I say every time, if you don't feel like listening to the song, you can skip forward 4 minutes, but I take pride in the songs. I take pride in what I choose. Here is Bionic by Defari. It's a real good song. 4 minutes and 57 seconds of magic.
$6 million's what it cost them to put back together that cat Steve Austin. Now the far right is bionic. Over 6 million tracks with 10 million topics. I'm fiber optic crystal clear with my projection. Whack MCs get clotheslined when they walk across my intersection. They need protection, some guidance, some right direction. A job center with applications for a new profession. Never set for nothing less. I blaze contests and set shops for paydays. In strange ways, life twists and turns. Word to gangstar in this business, Skrilla hard to earn. A format attack, new knack technique. Speak with a passion on wax and tape and CD. Mad niggas front for paper and switch like a bitch. In and out like a crossfader. All I know is how to rock shit. They say the hotter the MC, the hotter the spot. It's the coming of the bionic. The far I hit a lock shit. It's the coming of the bionic. The far I hit a lock shit. It's the coming, I mean, of the bionic. The far I hit a lock shit. See, I got books of lyrics on deck like Tash. Pocket full of cash, ready to bounce, roll and splash. Cita and Hash, Pro Tour in the Masters. Grab the mic, flex my wrist and hit like Sampras. Handle this, make you believe like an evangelist. That real MCs are coming to reclaim Los Angeles. And hence I stand a chance to finally get my time to shine in the Golden State, like Sprewell out the halftime. This beat is hot, it make me lock like astronaut. Make Hey Rusette that shit for my peoples when we blow spots. Pause, freeze, my steez rose like ease. V12 trees and 7 C's. If you didn't know, champ, the far by Hey Rules, a lowlands brother from the liquid camp. It's the coming of the bionic. The far by hit a lock shit. It's the coming of the bionic. The far by hit a lock shit. It's the coming of the bionic. The far by hit a lock shit. It's the coming of the bionic. Before I hit a lock, when MCs get damaged like civilized to savage. Sharp lyrics cut deep wounds, these niggas need bandages. They can't handle this Los Angeles relentless pressure. Full court, measure for measure. I'm like Pacino, a game plan Gambino. Every verse starts with defense first, like a casino. Every minute, every hour, I use brain power. For Mr. Space Shuttle Challenger, I devour. I tower like Eiffel, bust all verses like rifles. Bust all bullets through flesh, unless you're wearing a vest. And even then, I still enter the human form of a splinter. The summer, fall, spring, and winter. Liquid crew member, champion contender. Holy like the month of December. The raw prototype.
It's the coming of the bionic. The far I hit a lock shit. It's the coming of the bionic.
Oh, sure.
The far I hit a lock shit.
Got it.
Of the bionic.
Tell me about it.
Far I hit a lock shit.
What's going on?
The coming.
What is it?
Of the bionic.
Oh, that's right.
Far I hit a lock shit. It's the coming.
Oh yeah. This following segment,
Happy Hour, will be right back.
It's brought to you by Fortify.com, FORTIFAYE.com. At checkout, use keyword Ryan20, RYAN20, to save 20%.
Happy Hour.
It's time for Hoppy in
Welcome back. I am your host, Ryan Hobby. Hanging out with you. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hobby Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. The reason I'm playing this circus music is because you never know where things will go. All right, enough of that. What do we want to talk about right now? Let's talk about Hunter Biden.
Oh, happy hot topic.
All right.
The conviction of the president's son, Hunter Biden, on felony gun charges. We're hearing from some of the jurors this morning about how they reached their verdict. Our senior national correspondent, Terry Moran, is at the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware for us. Good morning, Terry.
You know, that's the talk of the Delaware, Wilmington area. I mean, no one's ever gone, oh, let's go to Wilmington.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Robin. The trial of Hunter Biden was unprecedented. No child of a sitting president had ever gone on trial before, and the media coverage spanned the globe. But inside that courtroom, for the judge, for the jurors, for the lawyers, it felt like just an ordinary criminal trial.
Yeah, you know, they're like, we don't care that you're the son of the president. And you know, Hunter's like, but I'm Hunter. I should get away with it.
Ended in that historic verdict.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, President Biden is standing by his only surviving son, Hunter, after his historic conviction on three felony gun charges.
I love how they say that as if we're supposed to feel bad for him. Like, I'm not saying you're not supposed to feel bad for someone when they lose their kids, but my goodness, whenever the media wants you to feel bad for the Bidens, they always bring that. Even Howard Stern did that with that kiss-ass interview he did with Biden. I didn't even listen to a second of that. At the end, he goes, thank you for everything you do, Mr. President. Like, Howard Stern, bro.
You live in a mansion and don't talk to anybody, so inflation doesn't affect you.
Oh, my God.
In this moment, with this embrace, the president sent a signal just hours after a jury of 12 found his son guilty of illegally purchasing a firearm. After just 3 hours of deliberations, that stunning moment in the courtroom, Hunter Biden at first appeared shocked when he heard the word guilty, then slowly nodded, patted his lawyer on the back, and hugged his legal team and his wife.
Can you imagine being his wife? How much of a trash bag and loser you are. I'm sure you're with him for his riveting personality. I mean, we did hear from one of his side chicks that he is likable, but I mean, if you're with him, you are just the scum of the earth.
His lawyer had argued to jurors that Hunter Biden was not actively using drugs on the day in October 2018 when he filled out this federal form to purchase that Colt 38.
But everybody else was saying otherwise.
Special revolver. First, the jury was divided, according to juror number 10.
Believe it or not, it was a split vote.
6-6.
6-6.
That was the first vote.
That was the first vote.
But after...
He sounds like someone that was Ford Hunter.
They're sleeping on it. They decided there was enough evidence to prove that Hunter was abusing drugs in the critical time frame, including from his own text messages.
Yeah, that doesn't help. Hunter's an idiot. He leaves such like a... just so much proof. That there's no subtlety in Hunter. Like, he just leaves a trail.
Especially one sent the day after he bought the gun, saying he was waiting for a dealer named Mookie.
If you're an addict, you're an addict.
Right.
This is something that sticks with you for the rest of your life.
So you didn't buy the notion that for those few days around the purchase of the gun, he wasn't abusing drugs?
No, not at all.
Elijah Lewis Guy, juror number 8, saying the evidence was clear.
There's too many patterns that I could see that show that he was using it when he
It's pretty easy.
Purchased a gun.
Lewis Guy adding that despite the defendant, the jury put politics aside to reach their decision.
It's unfortunate.
What's going on?
Fortunate that he's convicted, but him being the son is not what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm thinking that he did.
I'm thinking that I have that saying, if I'm bored, you're bored. So we're going to move on. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. All right. Kevin Spacey is in tears. We're supposed to feel bad for him.
Why is it being foreclosed?
Because I can't pay the bills that I owe.
Kevin Spacey holding back tears over losing his Baltimore home.
opening.
I haven't seen such good acting from him since that show House of Cards. That was the most unbelievable thing ever. And shame on Pierce Morgan. I know he's a scumbag and a rodent, but to give this guy a platform, you're a loser, bro.
Up on Pierce Morgan Uncensored about life amid his Hollywood exile.
Where'd you live now?
Well, it's funny you asked that question. My house is being sold at auction.
Really?
So poor guy. I'm sure you have no money. It's almost like you shouldn't be, you know, sexually assaulting people and hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. It's almost like that's called, what's the word?
Karma.
You're a loser, bro.
Oh, I have to go back to Baltimore and put all my things in storage. So the answer to that question is, I'm not quite sure where I'm going to live.
Oh, no. Go live on one of your victims' couches.
Now.
I'm sure they want to see you.
The embattled Oscar winner repeatedly getting emotional, saying he's run out of money.
Save your money, bro. If you thought it was going to last forever, you are a dummy.
Aftermath of multiple court battles, Spacey was found not guilty on 9 sex offense charges.
I'm actually in the...
He got away with it because of who he is. Any other dude gets charged with it, they get prosecuted and sent to jail.
Market for a house of my own in the region here.
He's only worked in low-budget indie movies like Peter 5-8 ever since.
Good. You're a scumbag.
Are you facing bankruptcy?
Been a couple of times when I thought I was going to file.
How much money do you have?
None.
Do you mind me asking how much you owe?
Oh, this is pathetic. This acting's ridiculous.
It's considerable.
Millions?
Many millions, yes.
Mm-hmm. Spacey's legal troubles began way back in 2017 when Star Trek star Anthony Rapp accused Spacey of sexual assault, alleging the abuse happened when he was a teenager.
And I hope that everyone who's dealing with these sorts of situations does feel the courage to come forward.
Yeah, you can say that all you want, but he literally got away with it. So I'm not saying what's the point of coming forward, but that's hypocritical nonsense.
Elton was the first email I got after the rap story had come out.
Spacey praising Elton John's support amid his trial last year.
Oh, that other creep. I wonder if they hooked up.
And I am humbled by the outcome today.
The music icon and husband David Furnish testified for the defense after one of Spacey's accusers claimed the actor forcefully grabbed him on their...
Wow. Lost all respect for Elton John. I'm not saying I was like the biggest fan of Elton John, but you're another imbecile. You're all imbeciles. What's the word? Imbeciles!
Imbeciles.
You're all imbeciles.
Way to Elton's annual summer party in either 2004 or 2005.
Yeah.
What's most interesting about the fact that they testified in the trial in the UK was that I didn't ask them. They insisted on it.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't go, hey, guys, can you help me out?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of friends that I have.
I have friends who are also sexual deviants and won't defend me because we're all full of money and have no soul. Someone commented on this. This is what happens when you're so used to high maintenance and then you do the things you did, expect your house to come down like a house of cards. I have no sympathy for him. I never even liked him. Like, I thought a House of Cards was okay because it's one of the original original shows on Netflix. But my God, he always creeped me out. There was nothing about him that you looked at him and you're like, oh, that's a good guy. He's just, ugh. I don't even think it's because he was in the closet per se, but you just looked at him and you're like, ugh, disgusting. I'm really good at reading energy. And I just looked at him and I was like, you're a pig. You're just a cretin. You're a douche. Burn in hell. Even though hell's not real. 856-49-HOPPY. Maybe it is. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, if you're listening on the radio, we're about to take a break. So if you're listening on the radio, don't touch that dial. But If you're listening on a podcasting platform after searching up Hoppy Radio, don't touch that smart device. We will be right back.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to play this song. It's called Arrogant by King Louie, and it describes Kevin Spacey and all the creeps in Hollywood.
It's a hustle for me.
Shout out my nigga Quentin, you know what he did. Shout Mike Bonds, what a do guy. My nigga Alpine, this bitch, yeah.
What the fuck you talking about? Truly make you walk it out. Truly got the Tully and the Gucci, we can spark it out. Why would I fight when AKs wipe apartments out? I'm ballin' how you fouling out. My niggas be stay wildin' out. No Nick Cannon, but Loose got the cannon. And it could be a truce, or Loose can go and blam. I'm talking about you can make the news. I'm talking about powder for the shoes. I'm talking about 30 and a 9, a lot of back of who's and booze. Ooh, Lou do the do. I'm the ish like a Jew. Cat piss in a doobie, read doobie on a shirt. I'm a G, you a jerk. All pal, no it squirt. Make the 40 go berserk. Free cam, free cam. Louis love you, free cam. Yeah, I know Lil Brody fam. It's in they bloodline and blam. It's in my bloodline to get it. Why the fuck you think I get it? Pimp shit, I'm so with it. Nigga, I can have my girl tell your bitch I won't hit it. And I bet I'm gon' hit it. See these goofies think I'm playing, so I know they ain't with it. And all I smoke is loud, so I know that ain't me. Louis equal real, so you know this ain't gimmick. I just sun and watch a mimic flow. Sicker than a clinic, crazy shit. Call me Senator, quit with bumper smoking Bennett. Rock denim, true linen. Flip four, two pending, man. Bam ass illin'. Have my young man's in them. They spit lyrics, I spit venom. Silly bitches, I just spin them. He ain't high, he a fraud, man. That goon shit ain't in him. He a hoe. Rivers used to be my hoe. Boost some bands last night, so that used to be my dope. I mean, who cares? So what, so? It's my motto to get more. Bitches bopping on me, bro. They like tell me when to go, aka tell me when to suck. BKA tell me when to fuck. That's what's up. I'm a nut with your slut getting butt. I'm insane. You a mutt. Smoke his ass like a duck. Pussy heel in the cut. Fill my cup with syrup. Ride day, shoot it up. Fuck the jets, you corrupt. Hit him up and swerve off. Knock a goofy nerd off. In the booth, I serve roll. In the streets, I crack moves. You know that a clap, dudes. Handguns. Change moods, family sad, he in the bag. We just playing by the rules, no. I ain't trying to fix shit when I'm talking tools. Lights out, niggas tools, face shots, real rules. Off the top on the coupe and just cruise in a nude. I know you see me, you too. Super bad, I need lube, and your bitch need lube. I'm a boss, fuck you, my lemonade needs you.
Oh, yeah. One of the most underrated rappers ever, King Louie.
Nigga Banks, what's good, kid?
What up, dog?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Louie. Let the beat breathe, man. Let the beat talk, man.
Oh, sure.
Y'all don't want me to keep talking, man. But I'm going to keep talking, man. I'm going to keep doing this shit, man.
Hell yeah. Happy Pride Month.
Nah, time is up for you guys.
Time for some Zen. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. All right, here's the deal. If you're looking for the best barber in all of the Bay Area, go to Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. Over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, richkbarber.com. Sign up for an appointment ahead of time. And tell them that you heard about it from here. It's also being brought to you by westchaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. And we're going to come back and talk about much more. We're going to talk about Amy Robach and TJ Holmes' exes hooking up. The most fascinating thing ever.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here
Yes. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me. We have so much to get into. We're going to talk about Amy Robach and TJ Holmes' ex. Hooking up.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic.
Andrew Hsu and Marley Feebig still going strong, connecting as a couple after their exes, former GMA3 hosts TJ Holmes and Amy Robach became lovers.
So weird. I can't even imagine that. Like, that's how weird rich people are. I mean, this is a full-on wife swap.
That's the pair, known to keep their romance low-key.
Yeah, you know, they're just hooking up. I wonder how much it drives TJ Holmes and Amy Robach nuts.
Racing each other on the street in New York City with PDA. Marley keeping it casual in a tie-dye dress.
Yeah, you know, when they were in public, they're like, oh, here's the paparazzi. Time to take a picture.
While Andrew rocks a blue tee and shorts, giving his lady a sweet smooch goodbye.
It's an exciting moment.
Oh, sure.
ET confirmed in December the Melrose Place star and TJ's ex have been dating for months following their 2022 splits from their spouses.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, considering everybody thinks I should be falling apart.
That makes sense.
We're told they sparked a romance after bonding over trauma from their respective breakups.
And you know, it's probably, what's the word? Like, definitely bonding, but there's a vibe where you're like, let's get back at them.
Andrew and I are in our second marriage. We have a blended family.
There's Amy Robach. Dirty Rodden.
We have stepchildren.
Amy and Andrew share 5 children collectively from their previous marriages.
Oh, you know, Amy is a full-on, what's the word?
Sociopath.
That woman's crazy.
While TJ and Marley co-parent their daughter, Sabine, along with TJ's 2 other kids from a previous relationship.
Keeping the romance alive in any relationship, well, maybe it's a challenge these days.
It's so weird seeing them do segments together. Like, you know, they're totally hooking up then.
Just a little bit sometimes, right?
1 year after TJ and Amy parted ways with Good Morning America and went very public with their romance.
On your left side, left side.
Oh, that's weird. The guy's like, take a picture, and they're like grabbing each other's asses on the red carpet.
Look at the kisses.
Mm-hmm.
The pair kicked off their podcast, Amy and TJ, in December, a major step in their next chapter together.
Yeah, it's an awful podcast, too, because I am the authority on all things.
Good podcast. Good podcasting.
Together.
I know you well enough, and I've spent enough time with you, and I knew how I felt. And love sometimes is a choice when it's hard.
Yeah, it's good to ruin families just for some lust.
Hard. It's not just a feeling. We've always worked together, but working with this kind of pressure over our heads is a whole other thing.
Oh, poor you. You signed up to get up every day at 2 a.m. to do the morning news. Whatever. Oh, it feels so bad for you.
We've ended up doing is sitting in silence for hours next to each other, and it's exhausting. I'm not great at that.
Well, we're so proud of you. No, we're not. 856-49-HOPPY. I just said that funny like I'm from the South. Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. What the hell is going on with Rihanna?
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
She might be back.
I was with Rihanna showing off her natural curls on the red carpet last night.
All right, I can't play that because of the copyright because we're playing a song, but she's prepared to go back in the studio. Hell yeah, after releasing new hair. What's going on with Starbucks?
The value wars. Starbucks throwing their hat in the ring with a new pairings menu. As popular chains, you know, battle for your dollar. Our chief economic correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, is here. Okay, how does this deal stack up? Is there any catch here?
Well,
so it's a croissant and a drink. Good for you. Starbucks is such a joke now.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry West dies at age 86. Man, I'm having a hard time talking today because I've been talking for 1 hour and 6 minutes. At age 86, one of the greatest NBA players of all time. And Nicki Minaj is doing this.
And then one day, they're yelling.
What an awful microphone. Listen to that. No wonder she's not making good music anymore. She can't even have a proper microphone.
Yelling, push. You're in pain.
Yeah, this is Nicki Minaj talking on an Instagram Live. She's probably losing her mind being married to a creep.
Then
probably doesn't help.
One day, he comes out a beautiful.
Has she lost her mind?
Baby boy.
Nicki Minaj's fans are sending her support after a recent social media post. The rapper posted a video on her Instagram story this week in which she appeared teary-eyed and seemingly reminisced on the day she delivered her three-year-old son, whom she shares with her husband, Kenneth Petty.
Yeah, keep that kid away from him.
And then one day...
Yeah. I can't play this. This audio is horrendous. That's what it sounds like, this. Literally, one of the greatest female rappers of all time can't have a proper microphone. You know you've lost your mind when that happens. Billie Eilish says, I was ghosted by a guy that I've known for years, which that proves, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it doesn't matter how famous you are and how pretty you are. If you're impossible to be around, you're impossible to be around. Here is Billie Eilish talking about being ghosted.
I had a crazy ghosting happen actually this in December. It was insane. It was.
Yeah. When a guy does it, he's a piece of garbage. But when a girl does it, oh, we're just, moving on.
The craziest one. It's probably the craziest one that's ever happened to me. But it
sounds like it happens all the time. Maybe you're high maintenance.
It wasn't even a ghosting. It was like a complete. It was so. I was like, did you die?
That's the best. I love when you ghost on a girl that drives them nuts. Sometimes you have to.
Literally die. It was like somebody that I'd also known for years and had a plan. Day of, on the phone, making a plan. This is my address.
I love how Billie Eilish is feeling how every guy is feeling. You plan a day with a girl and then you... I always wait for the girl to hit me up prior. Because if you're not going to hit me up, I'm not putting in all the effort and buying all the drinks.
Be there at 3:00. Never heard from him again. Ever. No. Never heard from him. I couldn't believe it. I was like.
Well, if it happens to Billy, it happens to anybody. Fans fear Ben Affleck has relapsed and is drinking again. Oh, that's good. Poor guy. Never should have gone back to Jennifer Lopez. If there's a lesson here, don't go back to your exes. Female North Carolina Spanish teacher is charged with raping 14-year-old boy. Ugh. I remember when I was a teenager, I wanted to hook up with my teachers. Now I think it's creepy. That's about it. We've been doing this show for an hour and 9 minutes, 69 minutes. A great number. If this is the first time you're hearing my show, I appreciate it. We are a mix of throwback hip-hop and a morning radio vibe mixed with a circus. Go to all major podcasting platforms. If you're listening on the radio, and search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, to listen to Hoppy Hour. All the platforms. Our biggest one is Spotify. Go to RyanHoppyRadio.com, and I'm on all social media, at RyanHoppyRadio, and you can always leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. And this show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking out for you and you. And don't think I forgot about you.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.